Are you on the volunteer?
We'll call the Gage County Board of Equalization to order for Wednesday, January 13th, 2021, at 8:32 on the clock. Attendance by observation, Jurgen Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Byers. Up first, finalize any old business. I don't think we have any old business, do we? Seeing none, I will declare the 2020 session formally closed. Sign and die.
Sign and die.
How's this pronounced?
Sign-y.
It's over.
Sign and die. It's over. Yeah. Done. Closed.
Yeah. Okay, you got it.
And we'll do reorganization of the Board of Equalization for 2021.
Okay, so as far as for officers of the Board of Equalization, you can vote to have separate chairman, vice chairman of that board, or you can make a motion, because I have the motion on there, is to approve or disapprove electing the chairman, vice chairman, and doing that during your Board of Supervisors meeting, and that would be the chair and vice chair for both boards. So do I have a motion, or do you want to make nominations for?
I have a motion to elect the Board of Equalization chairman and vice chairman, the same as later in the agenda.
Okay. Second.
Whatever you said.
Okay, and second by Dorn. Okay, all in favor, vote. 6-0 with Lytle absent. Okay, so I'll turn it back to Eric then.
All right. I'd ask for a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Discussion? Vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting?
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Please vote. 6 in favor.
Discussion?
Any discussion? 6 in favor. The motion carries. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing no public, we'll go on to a public hearing. I guess we'll need a motion to go into a public hearing at 8:35 on the clock.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Jurgens to go into public hearing to approve for tax exemption on vehicles owned by the qualifying nonprofits and organizations at 8:35 on the clock. Please vote. 6 in favor. We're in public hearing. These are listed below the tax exemptions on these vehicles. If you guys want to see a sheet on the total values, it looks like will be $250. Oh. No, it's different. We're going to be sub $13,000 on exemptions for the below-listed vehicles, which would be vehicles owned by Beatrice Cemetery Association, Beatrice Community Hospital and Health Center, Beatrice Humane Society, Bible Baptist Church, Blue Valley Behavioral Health Center, Boy Scout Troop 221, Centenary United Methodist Church, Christ Community Church, Evangelical Lutheran Good Samaritan Society, First Assembly of God, Goldcrest Retirement Center, Holy Cross Lutheran Church, Mosaic PEO Home, St. John Lutheran Church, St. Joseph Catholic Church, St. Mary's Church, Teen Challenge of the Midlands, the Salvation Army, Wymore Church of Christ, and there's a couple others here.
Those are just, I think, additional ones for these that are listed.
Oh.
Add-ons, but the total changes.
Okay.
For Mosaic and
are there any questions or comment on these exemptions? If not, I'd ask for a motion to come out of closed session at 8:37.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Come into closed session at 8:37 on the clock. Please vote.
Public hearing.
Thank you, Counselor. Public hearing at 8:37. 7, nothing. Motion carries. I would ask for a motion to approve tax exemption on the vehicles owned by the qualifying nonprofits and organizations previously read.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 7 in favor. There are 4 tax correction slips. Once they're reviewed, I would ask for a motion to approve tax correction slips numbers 1 through 4.
Family had them up here. But... quite a band. Fucking man.
Eric, can you explain the tax exemption?
The last motion?
Well, this these
or the homestead exemptions?
Yes, these slips here.
Do you want to go over that, Patty?
Yeah. Basically, what happens is that people have to file for homestead every year, and then when the state, they have up to 3 years to look into their income, because all we do is handle the paperwork on these people. And so the state does look at their income, and they have up to 3 years to correct. Like if the people filled out their income, the income part of the homestead wrong, or if they found other income because this, you know, all the income is up through the Social Security numbers at the state. So then sometimes we get off and on, we get corrections throughout the years. So this is all basically out of Lincoln. And telling us whether they get a certain percentage, whether we have to take it away. We have a lot of the elderly filling them out. CPAs fill them out. But when the elderly fill them out, sometimes they might forget to put some income down. And so it's a matter of them checking the income statement and then making a determination. And they have up to 3 years to audit those homesteads.
So they reapply every year for their homestead exemption?
Mm-hmm. And 2 of these were additions to the tax roll. 2 of these were exemptions. 1 was 100% exemption. 1 changed from 20% exemption to 50%. Those are not lost funds from the county because the state then pays that difference. So the county, it's a neutral dollar amount. It's just whether the state approves subsidizing that property tax for that individual.
And this, do we look at these?
I have to
basis or as they come in or
I'm doing in order to keep me honest, I have to do a tax correction because Lori has a tax statement across the hall. So it comes to this board as a tax correction because I'm going to alter a tax statement. And so then we have to send in a list of people at the end of this year. And then we're reimbursed. Like if say my mom gets 100% exemption and her house doesn't, she doesn't pay any taxes. The county then is reimbursed that total amount from the state. So there's a homestead loss report that we fill out. But these happen all year round. I've been bringing them to the board because they have up to 3 years to audit them.
So if there's something that happens randomly throughout the year, this time we have 4.
We've had more over the year. I mean, last year we had several. It's just constant. And then, like, if a person, one was a personal property, wasn't it, Eric?
2 of them are personal property.
So it's just an altering of a tax statement, so I have to put them on a slip so we can just follow the paper trail and make sure that if I'm changing a tax statement, I have auditors have that.
Two of these are state filings, so that's just a correction to their taxes based on the personal property tax list that they filed with the state.
Our assessor's office is very, very good at following up on these and looking at them and making sure that they're correct. They don't just let things just go through without analyzing them. So Patty and her staff are very good at that.
Thank you, Patty.
Are there any other questions on these tax correction slips? If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve slips numbers 1 through 4.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Byers. Seconded by Dorn. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Is there anything else for equalization? Mr. Juergens?
I'm cool.
All right, with that.
You come help me. I have lots of questions. This is going to be a difficult year. I'm getting older, not knowing as much. One thing, I did give Roger a CHRT case that was supposed to be in February, and I'm going to ask for an extension on that. Lloyd Dinkinson was the referee with lots of notes from 19. And so if we can get an extension from February to maybe May, because he's in Arizona, and I don't think he's going to want to fly back. So, and I think that would be a good reason probably to
make a call this morning.
Huh?
We'll make a call this morning.
I'm sure Roger will take care of it. With that, we'll adjourn equalization at 8:44 on the clock.